Dr. Manzi indicating report of mobility examination for Lizette Collazo. Date of birth is 11/4/1963. This is a 60-year-old female with history of COPD, fibromyalgia, osteoporosis, with recurrent episodes of dullness of breath. Patient states he was seeing Dr. Ahad, A-H-A-D, in Secaucus, New Jersey. I'm suffering from neuropathy, a questionable history of multiple sclerosis. There is history of HIV infection. Patient uses a walker to ambulate. Suffers from chronic hip pain. Social history, positive for cigarette smoking in the past. No drugs or alcohol. Family history. Negative for strokes. Cervical history, positive for gallbladder surgery, hip surgery, spine surgery. Family history, positive for coronary arteries, hypertension, diabetes. Medications include albuterol, alprazolam, ibuprofen, Wixela, Biktarvy, allergy to penicillin and sulfa. Blood pressure 110 over 70, pulse 76, respiratory 18. Head normal, ears normal, nose normal, neck supple, no lymphadenopathy, no tracheal deviation. Lungs clear, heart is 1, is 2, abdomen soft. All sounds present, extremities, no cyanosis, no clubbing, no edema. Neurological moves upper and lower extremities. Generalized weakness. Deep tendon reflexes are diminished. Patient is suffering from chronic debility and leg weakness. It's difficulty ambulating, requesting a power mobility device. He is type 2, 127 pounds, I'm sorry, 5 foot and 102 pounds. The blood pressure is 110 over 70, pulse 76. Oxygen saturation is normal. Patient is able to transfer with assistance. Currently ambulating with a walker. Upper extremities are 4 of 5 bilaterally. Lower extremities 3 of 5 bilaterally. Pain is 3 over 10, range of motion, limited in the hip, on the left side. Patient has antalgic gait, history of falls in the past. In summary, patient suffers from HIV/AIDS. Currently, her immune system is stable. Also suffers from COPD, osteoarthritis, left hip, fibromyalgia, possible multiple sclerosis, neuropathy, leg weakness, COPD, osteoporosis. Patient will be using the mobility device to extend her range to be able to go shopping. Currently able to reach the bathroom, the toilet, kitchen, and the bedroom using walker. Currently stable in the home environment only with the walker. Uses a manual wheelchair when exiting the house to attend doctor's visits and other functions. Scooter, probably not meet her complete medical needs. Patient has the ability to safely use the mobility device in question. Appears to be willing and motivated to learn. Her function in the community and home will be preserved. Thank you very much, Dr. Anthony Mangio, 201-521-1100.
You can put a link.